This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. Responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. Hour number two here in Las Vegas, broadcast all over the country on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered. I got to tell you two stories. One, I'm going to get back to Howard Stern in a second because I mentioned Howard Stern in hour number one. And I want to mention some of the responses of my fans now in hour two because you guys responded big time. Everybody hates Howard Stern and agrees with me. He's a complete schmuck and a putz and a loser, a liberal loser, whose life has been completely transformed by his ignorant Hollywood blonde wife. And I'll expound more on that in a minute. But I want to tell you how close I came to getting killed today. I mean, this is the closest I've ever come in my life to getting killed. I've had a couple of really bad close calls in cars, and I've also came close to dying a couple times at Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York, when I was basically the only white kid in an all-black school, and guys tried to murder me with knives, machetes, guns, you name it. I came real close a couple times, but, you know, they never actually broke the skin, but really close. And I never had a car accident as close as getting killed as today. Literally, like an hour ago, I might as well share with you because I was shaken up. So I'm sitting at a red light in Las Vegas, just got off the highway at the Charleston exit, sitting at a red light and about to go straight onto Howard Hughes Parkway to go to downtown Summerlin because I had to go to the Apple Store and pick up a laptop, which was waiting for me. And I picked this exact moment to do it. God was watching, I'm telling you. I happen to have a cop sitting next to me. So there's three lanes, and I'm in the middle lane. The cop's in the left lane about to make a left. And the cop is sitting right next to me, and the cop saved my life. Because the light turns green, and I almost always, you know, I like to be, I'm a pretty fast driver. I go. When the light turns green, I go. But, of course, Vegas is the capital of drunk drivers, drug-addicted drivers, and also people flying through red lights. And I always look both ways, and then I go fast. Like, in a split second, I look both ways, and I go. And I couldn't look to the left because the cop was in a police SUV blocking my view of the left. So I didn't look both ways, and I didn't go quickly. I kind of counted one, two, and then I went because there's a cop next to me. I'm not going to race with a cop next to me, right? So I take a second, and then I put my foot on the gas, and I go. And in the corner of my eye, I see a car hurtling through the red light straight at my car at like 70, 80 miles an hour. And I don't know how it didn't hit me. I have no idea. It was aiming straight for my driver's side door. I would have been killed as sure as I'm standing here. There's no way that car hits me in the driver's side door at 80 miles an hour speeding through a red light. I'm not dead. 100 out of 100 times I was going to be badly injured or paralyzed for life or crippled and in a coma for 3 months and my car totaled or I'm dead. And I have very fast reflexes and I turned my car to the right as fast as I could and I gunned it. Instead of jamming it, I gunned it to the right and turned sideways in the road and the car flew by me. When I tell you, like an 18th of an inch, like it was so close flying by my window that I literally, if my hand had been out the window, I would have lost my hand. The car should have touched mine. I don't know how it didn't. And it flew on by me at 70, 80 miles an hour through that red light and missed me. And if I had not turned that fast, I'm dead. If I had not waited and hesitated 1-2, I'm dead. If the cop wasn't there, I'm dead. And at that moment, the cop was trying to make a left And he had hesitated because he was slower than me getting off the light. And that's why he's alive. He should have been dead even before me. If he'd gone ahead of me, he would have been killed by the guy coming through the red light. And then his car probably would have gone into mine, and I would have been injured badly or killed. But he never went. And then he saw what happened to me, and he turned on his lights, and instead of going left, he went right and chased after the car, and I'm assuming got him, and I'm assuming arrested him, because I don't think that's just a regular traffic infraction. That's not speeding. That is reckless intent to kill. And the guy was probably drunk or on drugs. Probably 9 times out of 10, he's drunk or on drugs. So I'm sure the cop has a field day arresting that guy. But I'm a witness that I was so close to being killed. It was incredible. So I'm glad I'm here, and I thank you, God. And I'm telling you, I had angels on my shoulder, or I'd be dead now, or badly, badly injured, and my car would be gone. So I was shaken. It takes a lot to shake me up, man. I was shaken because that car went by me so fast, so close. And before I made that crazy turn that I made, thank God I'm in a Porsche, because there's no way any other car would have made that turn. I made such a radical right turn to get out of the way of that car. No other car would have been able to get out of the way. But until then, it was speeding right at my driver's door, and in 1 second it would hit. It was a crazy, almost fatal accident, I'll tell you right now. These people that speed through red lights are the most reckless people in the world, and all they need to be wrong is one time out of hundreds, and they're going to be in prison for the rest of their, you know, for certainly 20 years for manslaughter, vehicular manslaughter. Crazy. Crazy. So that was my near-death experience today, and I've had a few, you know, almost car accidents in my life, but never that close to death. So I must have an angel, man. Thank you, God. I want to talk about Howard Stern. I want to segue to Howard Stern, because I mentioned in the first hour that I was the biggest Howard Stern fan in the world as a kid growing up. You know, again, I was like 16 to 20 years old, 16 to 26, let's say, in that 10-year period, I was listening to Howard Stern in New York. I left New York at 27 to become an anchorman at CNBC in Los Angeles and moved to L.A. and never listened to Howard Stern again. But in that 10-year period where I was a kid, I was just becoming a man, lots of testosterone, out single out dating girls every night, pretty girls at nightclubs in the city. Howard Stern was it, man. He spoke for all young men, all young New York, high testosterone, middle-class men, and loved the guy, just loved him. He was like our hero. We idolized him. And even as I got older, I loved the guy. And then at 27, like I say, I left New York and never listened to him again. But he moved on to Sirius Satellite Radio and made $1 billion. Literally, they gave him $1 billion in stock over the last decade and a half. And he's now rich, and he lives in a mansion, and he never leaves the mansion because he's so scared of COVID. And he married a gorgeous blonde gal, divorced his wife, married some gorgeous hot blonde who's a Hollywood actress and model. And she convinced him, clearly, you know, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger was completely ruined by his wife. And just like Joe Scarborough is completely ruined by, you know, his wife, what is it, Minka Brzezinski or something like that? Micah Brzezinski. He's completely ruined by her. And, you know, all these men lose their balls over a hot wife. And if a hot wife's a liberal, they become a liberal, even though their whole lives they were conservatives. Howard Stern was a raving conservative. Liberals would have called him a sexist, homophobic, racist conservative. That's what they would call him. They did call him that. And he is now the king of liberals and loves watching Rachel Maddow, who I guess isn't even on anymore. But for many, many years, he claimed that him and his wife watch Rachel Maddow every night in bed before they go to sleep. That tells you all you need to know about Howard Stern. You know, he's been wussified. He's lost his weenie and his balls got cut off by his wife. And he became a liberal to please her. And he says the most ridiculous, he hates Trump. He rants against Trump, and he just ranted this weekend, friends of mine told me, about the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court should be dismantled. And he hides in his house over COVID and thinks that anyone who isn't vaccinated doesn't deserve to be treated at a hospital if they get sick. So he gets anything he deserves, and I'm dying to debate him anytime, anywhere, on his show, on my show. I don't care where it is. I'll take you on anywhere, Howard, especially about COVID and COVID vaccines, you moron. And, you know, this is a guy who's just ruined his career. So I want to read you just a few of the responses I got when talking about Howard Stern. So here's Paul. Paul says entertainers live in a land of make-believe, and that's why actors are liberals, because liberalism is all make-believe. Jed says, I remember listening to Howard Stern 25 years ago. Back then, no political talk. It was all humor. Haven't heard anything from him since he made his move to Sirius. I guess a lot has changed since then. Oh, well, he's a blank bag, and I have no idea how Sirius is still able to make money off him, considering what they pay him. Arthur says, hey, man, I'm 62 years old, grew up in New Jersey, listening to Howard Stern religiously. He was funny. Now he's unlistenable and a total liberal idiot. Keep it up, Wayne. You are the best. Art in Asheville, North Carolina. Kerry says, this is a guy who championed the First Amendment because he was fired from several jobs because of his over-the-line programming. Crude to women, wore blackface, would cry about how he's having his First Amendment taken away from him. Now he says people who won't take the death shots, meaning the COVID vaccine, should not be allowed to go to the hospital and they should just die. He also won't leave his home because he's afraid of COVID. His show is awful and boring. He is a jerk and a commie. Tucker Carlson has nicknamed him Coward Stern. I did not know that, by the way. Did not know that. I don't have time to watch Tucker, so I didn't know that. Steven says, hi, Wayne. Turned to Stern when I got close enough to New York in the 90s driving a truck. His comments about women's, gays, blacks, pretty much anybody, if they were dug up today, would get him canceled and fired by Sirius. Totally bring him down. So bring that hypocrite out in the open. And then Dave says, we all feel the same about this blank bag. All my friends who listened to him years ago stopped listening to him. You could say that on the radio? All right, we feel the same way about this douchebag. All my friends who listened to him years ago stopped listening to him, not because you have to pay to listen to him, but because he's unlistenable. The only people that listen to that windbag now are liberals. I'm surprised he has been canceled. His viewership, his listenership must have dropped by tens of millions. They have to be losing tons of money on this guy every year. So, you know, every single person that is a fan of this show understands what I was talking about with Howard Stern. I used to be his biggest fan, and yes, he is a douchebag. He is a windbag. He is a jerk. Off. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you.
Kyle LaBrouche stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrouche, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrouche.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrouche for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, otherwise known as the Warrior. It is ironic that I'm about to talk about the sponsor of this segment, Energized Health, because if you heard my last segment, I almost wasn't here. It doesn't matter that I've lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. And I look great if a car runs into you at 80 miles an hour into your driver's door. You're not making it out of that one. That was close. So I thank Energized Health for making me look great, but I thank God for keeping me alive this afternoon, because that was about as close as I've come since a guy pulled a machete on me in my sophomore year in high school, and it was 1 inch from my head about to go through my eyeballs. That was the last time I came close to death. That close a call. That was bad. And I'm okay. Not a scratch. And my car, not a scratch. So, I mean, God is good. God was with me on this day anyway. Thank you, God. Energized Health has been with me for almost 2 years, 20 months or so now. And in the first 88 days I was on the program, I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it dangerous inner body visceral fat. How do I know? Because I didn't really have any fat that you could see. I was never fat, and I was never overweight, and I was never a guy looking for a weight loss program, but they became the advertiser, and they said, we will not advertise with you unless you sign a contract with us that you're going to go on the program. So I did, and I was shocked to see that I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Andrew Paul, my producer, who is a very skinny guy, he looks like a marathon runner, and he lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. So just because you're skinny, where you don't have fat to lose, you're normal, doesn't mean there isn't massive fat inside your body around your organs. So that's the way this program works. It's not about weight loss, it's about fat loss. And people look and feel the best of their lives after they undergo that kind of a fat loss with this program, Energized Health. So go now to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass video, then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. Zero pressure. They're not salesmen. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. It's that simple. And you're going to learn the incredible power of extra and intracellular hydration. Those are the life game changers. Make sure you tell them Wainwright sent you to get 40% off. Your life will never be the same. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. 40% off when you say war or Wainwright. So you remember last week, I wrote a column last week. It was just a few days ago, Friday. I wrote a column that I think the Supreme Court decision will push America towards my idea. I believe the place our country has to go to avoid revolution and civil war and a lot of horrible things happening and a lot of dead people in the streets. Because I don't want that. I think liberals absolutely want that. They want to kill us. You saw that this weekend with Supreme Court ruling. Liberals want to kill us. And I think the way it has to go is some sort of a division, separation, slash divorce of America. Red states separating from blue states. And sure enough, the Texas GOP is pushing for a referendum to secede from the United States of America in 2023. And I doubt it's going to succeed. I mean, I sincerely doubt it's going to succeed yet. But I'm always way ahead of my time. I've made so many predictions in my life, and almost every I'm batting not even 900. I'm batting 999. I've been so right in every prediction my whole life, and the ones that were wrong short term, but they were right long term. I'm just early. I'm always early in what I see that others don't see. And I'm telling you, I'm sad about it, but I believe the United States will break up in the next 10 years. And there will be like a red patriot states of America and a deep blue socialist states of America. You know, California, Oregon, Washington on one side, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maryland on the other side, Illinois in the middle. They'll all be blue socialist states of America, and we will be red. And I don't know if Nevada will be one of them, by the way. You know, 10 years from now, I don't really know if I see myself living in Nevada. I love Las Vegas. I'd like to live here the rest of my life. But the fact is, and the reality is, that I think I'll wind up in either Florida or Texas, because those are really free red states, and they protect you. Their constitution protects you from some really bad things that are going on in the United States now. I believe it's going to get really horrible. Quote me. Really, really horrible. The very same people that think they have a right to ban you and censor you and screech about the Supreme Court ruling, how Supreme Court justices need to die and the Supreme Court needs to be eliminated, all those people are gonna start a civil war and try and kill us all. And you're going to have to either respond or we're going to have to get away from them. And I'm trying to be nice and saying, I just want to get away from them. I want nothing to do with them. They're crazy. They're insane. They're mentally ill. They're mentally disturbed. They need to be in an insane institution. Every liberal out there is mentally ill. And we need to get away from them. We need to separate. We need a divorce. And I like to use that word instead of secession, because secession reminds people of the Civil War. Divorce is something everyone has heard 1,000 times a day. Their own kids are divorced. They're divorced. Their parents are divorced. Everyone knows the word divorce in America. It's time for America to get divorced.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's war with Russia must end by winter. Zelensky, remotely speaking to President Biden and other world leaders attending the G7 summit in Germany on Monday, the Senate minority leader is touting Congress's work on improving school safety after recent mass shootings. During remarks in his home state, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell discusses a bipartisan deal.
Does not take away any gun rights from anyone. It is targeted entirely at school safety and mental health.
Reports say there are multiple fatalities and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri. The train derailing after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in the city of Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
right, way down the roots, the roots, the roots, the roots on fire. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day and silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed. And I suck on their silver lozenges this entire show long to keep my voice alive. I do so much talking, like 12 hours a day before I ever get on this 3-hour national radio show. My voice is already dead by the time I get on the show. I'm exhausted. And I suck on those lozenges the entire 3 hours. And it keeps my voice alive. And it keeps my energy up. Thank you, Amio Life. They're giving a 30% discount to everyone on the entire product line who listens to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So thank you, Amio Life. You guys are great. I had a big discount. They came back and said, how about 30%? I said, oh, wow. Okay. Amio Life. Use the promo code ROOT30 to get 30% off every product in their entire product line. AmioLife.com or give them a call directly, 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148. AmioLife.com, ROOT30. My guest is here, Gary Rabin, Republican candidate for governor of Illinois, founder of the Rabin Group, which began as a residential paving business in 1981 in Illinois, and is now a national company. Gary Rabin, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you? Gary, are you there? You had him? Well, do we have him now? Gary?
Hey, Wayne.
Gary.
Hey, Wayne.
There
hey,
he is.
Wayne,
hey,
Ray,
we got
Bine.
You, Gary.
How are you? It's Rabin time here, Wayne.
Gary Rabin, got it. Gary Rabin, and you are a Republican candidate for governor of Illinois. And tell us, first of all, does a Republican have any chance to win the gubernatorial race in Illinois? Tell us why you have a shot.
We got a great shot. We have a train wreck in a socialist Democrat, Governor J.B. Pritzker, who's done everything he can possibly to ruin our state economically and culturally. And we've got a great shot as long as we have somebody like me. Unfortunately, this same governor is funding one of my opponent's campaigns for about $34 million. And, so we're fighting all different fronts here, right? We've got J.B. Pritzker picking the candidate he wants to beat, which is the guy he's picked is polled as the least likely to beat J.B. Pritzker, right? So I've got a $55 million, funder and one of my other opponents who's dropped like a rock because we called him out as the Democrat that he is. So in Illinois, right, you're, as a conservative, you're fighting Democrats in the Republican primary like I've never seen in my life.
So tell me, when you say that that the mayor of Chicago, who's like one of the most horrible human beings in the world and looks like a reptile, and she's just such a horrible person, and she's ruined the city, and she's put together some sort of a pack to go after you, and she's got like $34 million, is that right?
Well, it's not her. She doesn't have any money, but the governor, Pritzker.
Oh, it's the governor.
Pritzker, the billionaire. He's the guy that, you know, $30, $40 million is nothing to him. So he's within the Democratic Governors Association, okay? He's injected $34 million for them to go after anybody that's at the top of, and then lift up the least likely candidate they can beat him, okay? So they take the least likely candidate and they say, he's the most conservative. Don't vote for him. He's conservative. He loves life. He loves God, and he loves guns. Well, that's great for conservatives. They're going to vote for a guy like that. But they've done that, and this guy's leading the race right now. I'm running second, it looks like, and I got to tell you, I got to beat him because he's Pritzker's favorite candidate.
And is Illinois got a runoff? So if you came in second and he got less than 50%, would there be a runoff, or you win just by getting a majority and that's it, or I should say, more of a vote?
So we have 6 people running, so 25% is likely to win, right? 25% of the voters, which you need to probably win. And, when you have 6 people running, that's what you'll have. So we have three of us fighting for the number one spot is what we've seen in the last polls. 3 of us were at anywhere from 30 to 35%. So we'll see what happens, right?
And it's tomorrow, June 28th. Is that correct? Is the primary
it is,
GOP?
It is tomorrow, June 28th is the election day.
And I guess you feel that Trump endorsed the wrong person. He endorsed Darren Bailey, who's an Illinois state senator. What's your reaction to that? Why did he do that?
Well, Well, here's the deal, Wayne. I'm the only one, again, of the top four candidates that doesn't have a billionaire funding me, right? I've got my own money and my friends put together about, you know, $4 or $5 million. It looks like we're going to have $4.5 million at the end of the day. I don't have any billionaires. So billionaire Uline gave Trump about $20 million in the last race. I raised over $1 million for Trump, and that's a lot of money for a small business guy, right? And I got to tell you, Trump's loyalty is to the money in this case. And I almost don't blame him. I still love Trump. But I'm a little upset that he chose anybody in this race. But I kind of know why he did. $20 million invested in his last campaign by Uline was the kicker, right?
Well, yeah, Trump, I tell everyone when they go, why does Trump make the endorsements he does? It has nothing, rarely does it have anything to do with how conservative you are. It's almost always about who has the most money. Trump respects whoever is, like, leading in the money raising, and that's who he backs. And, of course, in politics, money raising often determines who wins, so Trump's record is like 104 because whoever raised the most money wins 99% of the time. So that was how he picked who he picked in your race, too, I guess, right, Stanley?
Yeah, but I don't believe he knew. I don't believe he did his due diligence to understand that Pritzker had the most money in my opponent's race. Not just Uline, so about $10-12 million, but Pritzker, right? So I'm guessing, and I tried to get the information to him. I don't think it got to him, but $34 million is proven to be in there from Pritzker, which is, really, again, that's a sad day when a socialist Democrat takes over the Republican race to pick his favorite candidate to go against.
Right, and obviously, if you follow me, by the way, Gary, and we're talking to Gary Rabine. I'm pronouncing it right now, right? Gary Rabine. Republican candidate for governor of Illinois, founder of the Rabine Group, which is a big-time construction company all over the country, but founded in Illinois in 81, and obviously very big in Illinois as well. Gary, I'm a huge anti-COVID vaccine guy. I'm not an anti-vax guy. I have no problem with vaccines. I have a problem with the COVID vaccine, and I'm a guy who follows science. It's killing people. It's a fact. It has directly resulted in many thousands of deaths and many hundreds of thousands of injuries. And so I see you're among a group of CEOs who sued Biden and OSHA over the employer vaccine mandate and won at the Supreme Court. So I think that's great. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be part of this group of people. I was one of the founders of Free Markets and Job Creators Network about 12 years ago, and it's grown to over 400,000 members. Okay, so myself and the CEO started the lawsuit. We found five other CEOs to join us as plaintiffs and help us pay for it, okay? And we won at the lower court. We lost at the Sixth Circuit Court. We appealed it in 43 minutes, and Kavanaugh took it a couple days later to hear at the Supreme Court, and we won on January 14th for 80 million working Americans that represented to tell all these businesses, 100 employees or more, private sector, that they could not force vaccines any longer. So the cool thing is this, Wayne. Number one, I'm going to fight for freedom every chance I get, and to protect us from these tyrants. Okay. But number two, we don't only protect health, Manny, like you just said. Many people hopefully are alive today and will be alive in the future because they did not were forced to take something that their health wasn't good for their health. Okay. But not only that, but you think about the economy, the lousy inflation we have from this bozo, this senile president we have, and where we're at in inflation. Where would it have been? If 80 million people were forced to take the vaccination, the numbers were somewhere between 15 and 20 million more would have walked away from those small businesses. And where would our supply chain be today if we had another 15, 20 million people out of the working force? It would have been detrimental. It's terrible now because of this idiot, right, that's cutting off our good energy and playing the Green New Deal thing, okay? But where would it have been if another 15 or 20 million people have been out of work because of the vaccine pressure of vaccine not taking?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm one of the ones who believes strongly, by the way, Gary, that when you see the disaster in air travel every day now, but primarily on weekends, when there's like 35,000 flights canceled and delayed every single weekend, it's all because the pilots either are dead from the vaccine, injured from the vaccine, or mostly they just quit rather than take the vaccine or fired rather than take the vaccine. So there aren't enough pilots. There aren't enough flight crews. There aren't enough flight attendants. There aren't enough ground personnel all because of the vaccine, whether they're sick, whether they're dead, or mostly they just denied. They said, I don't want it, I'm not going to take it, and I'd rather lose my job. And now the airlines are in major trouble because it takes 2 years to train a pilot. And so there's no way that this national air travel nightmare is going to change for another 2 years. Every weekend is going to be a disaster across America. It's all because of the COVID vaccine mandates.
100%, Wayne. And what would happen, again, if it's not just in the woke world of air traffic and any government-funded businesses, healthcare, police, right? It's terrible that these people are forced to take it. But what would happen, again, if the 80 million? I mean, it would be crazy. And we see the damage it's doing to the health of people. I mean, this would be looked upon as one of the biggest disasters of all time. And what we're doing to our health of our citizens, as well as our health of our economy.
Could not agree more. Gary Rabin, running for governor of the great state of Illinois, founder of the Rabin Group. What's your email, excuse me, your website, if people want to reach out, find out more about you, or contribute, Gary?
My website is rabineforgovernor.com, rabineforgovernor.com. It's R-A-B-I-N-E for governor.com. It's Rabine time, buddy.
All right, Rabine for Governor, a good friend of one of my great friends, who said, please get Gary on. He's a great guy. Wish you great luck tomorrow, Gary, in the GOP primary in Illinois. Thank you, Gary. God bless.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it. God bless you, too. Bye now.
All right. Gary Rabin running for governor of Illinois. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But Trump has endorsed another guy, and sounds like, as usual, Trump picked the wrong one. Isn't that funny? He's getting some bad advice. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Boy, is there an insurrection going on in our country. It's just so ironic that we're having these show trials, these communist show trials, to try and claim that Trump and the GOP tried to take over the country, insurrection, when at this moment, see, they never expected that the Supreme Court would really undo Roe versus Wade until it leaked about, I don't know, 4 or 6 weeks ago, whatever the time period that was. I can't even remember anymore. About 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, they leaked. Supreme Court was overturning Roe v. Wade. Then they tried to intimidate, and they probably thought they would convince at least one judge to switch his or her vote, and there would no longer be, the knockout punch against Roe v. Wade. So now they're in shock, and the demons are coming out. Remember I wrote that column like 8 months ago, that they're demonically possessed. The Democrat Party is from hell. It's from the devil. It's from Lucifer. And it's no reach, by the way. Because Rules for Radicals is their main game plan, their main book that lays out their game plan, Rule for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Check it out at the library or buy it at Amazon. You'll see that on the first page, the book is dedicated to Lucifer, the devil. I swear to God, ironically swearing to God, the book is dedicated to the devil. This is the Democrat playbook, their game plan. They are the devil. They're possessed by the devil. And I wrote that. And sure enough, if you see what came out this weekend, it's impossible to not believe they're possessed by the devil. Well, first of all, go over the things that they want, right? They want children to be forced vaccinated with a vaccine that kills adults in record numbers, more than all the vaccines in the history of the world combined times 10. And they want kids to get it, even though the risk factor for kids is literally zero. The risk factor of getting COVID and dying from COVID is literally zero, but the risk factor of getting the COVID vaccine and dying from it is actually much higher for kids than getting COVID and dying. COVID's a cold. No kid needs the COVID vaccine. That is deadly, experimental for emergency use only, and deadly. It was never properly vetted. And I don't blame Trump for it. I really don't. Here's a person who wrote in. And I swear to you, sometimes my fans are so smart. It's not that I couldn't write the exact same thing, but this is brilliant. Katie. Katie says, hey, Wayne, in my opinion, there was nothing Trump could do other than push the vaccine that would please the media masses. When he mentioned alternative medicines, and she means like hydroxychloroquine, they destroyed him. What could he do? I think in order to get businesses open and the economy back on track, Trump needed to push the vaccines because I truly believe the globalists are running the world and they wanted to keep us all in lockdown for years to come. And with Operation Warp Speed, he beat the globalists. He counterattacked that plan. Maybe he thought the vaccine was the lesser of two evils, knowing how detrimental lockdowns for years would impact the country and the economy and literally put every small business out of business and the mental health concerns for all of us. So, she's right. That's why I'm not mad at Trump. I'm not mad at him. I've never been mad at him. I disagree with him on the vaccine. I need to open his eyes that it's killing so many people. I don't know when he's going to accept that, you know, all these people are dropping dead, all these actors and all these young people and all these, musicians and sports stars. Last week, a 25-year-old ex-NBA, 25-year-old linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens, and then lots of people you can't prove necessarily, but, you know, Marion Barber of the Cowboys, 38 years old, dies. Maybe he was doing drugs. I don't know. But maybe he was doing drugs and the vaccine combined to get him. And then, you know, you had another football player for the Washington Redskins who died a couple days ago. But again, he was 60-something years old. Ray Liotta, the actor, 67 years old, died in his sleep on the set. So many people are dying in their sleep. And by the way, people do die in their 60s. It happens. So you can't prove it's the vaccine. But you know it's the vaccine. You know that more people are dropping dead right now than any time in the history of America and the history of the world. And it's no coincidence. It all started in 2021 when the vaccine started. You know, and if you don't believe Wayne Root, that's fine. Matter of fact, anybody want to take me up on this, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I have put together the most detailed and comprehensive group of links to all the articles that are classified. I put them in each different category, proving the vaccine is killing people, proving the vaccine is injuring people, proving the vaccine is hospitalizing people, proving that the death rates are through the roof, proving that the vaccine is destroying your immune system and giving you VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, proving the vaccine is killing children, proving COVID didn't kill children, proving that masks do not work, proving that ivermectin does work, and hydroxychloroquine, although ivermectin is now the gold standard ahead of hydroxychloroquine. I have put together the most incredible list you've ever seen. Email me, and I'll be glad to send you the list. Everyone should see it. It'll open your eyes wide open. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'm glad to share it with anybody who wants it. I'd be glad to debate it with Howard Stern anytime. But again, I don't blame Trump. I just blame him for not seeing the light now that the vaccine turned out to be a disaster. It's the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of healthcare, and probably the worst thing soon, within a year or two, it'll be the worst thing that ever happened to America, period. There will be millions dead. But there's an answer, too, by the way, and I'm glad to send that to you as well. I've compiled all the remedies recommended by the best holistic doctors in America, the right vitamins to take if you made the mistake and took the vaccine. There's a way to counteract it, and I'll send you that as well. Be glad to. Just ask me for it. WayneRoot@gmail.com. But if you see the insurrection going on this weekend, you'd laugh that anything on January 6th rose to the level of insurrection or coup. The stolen election rose to the level of coup and insurrection. But on January 6th, nothing rose to that level. Right now, you've got an insurrection going on in the United States against the Supreme Court and the government.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Zero.